I have been dying to ask Kevin Bacon this for years. Kevin Bacon, do you eat bacon?
That was a quick answer.
Silly.
Wow. We're talking about a new chapter in your life, your new show, The Following. What made you decide to go back to, well, did you ever do a TV show before? Now I'm just suddenly questioning myself. Is network
TV?
Yeah,
you know, people say, but welcome back to television. I have actually, I mean, the last television show that I did was in the 70s, I think. It was called The Guiding Light.
I saw you on Guiding Light. You were some nurse's son.
I was Tim the Teenage Alcoholic.
There you go.
Wow.
That used to be my show, The Guiding Light. Yeah. And why did you decide to do network television at this time in your career, The Following?
Well, you know, I had been looking, actually, for a while. I had seen my wife's kind of experience on her show and how much
amazing.
She enjoyed doing it and how much she got from it. And I had directed four episodes of that show, and I found that a lot of what I was watching was television, a lot of what I was talking to my friends about. It seemed to be very, just seemed to be part of the popular culture in a way that it wasn't when I first started out in this business. And I mean, it's always been part of pop culture, but there used to be a real dividing line between if you were a movie actor or you were a television actor.
Right.
Are you cooking right now?
Are you cooking?
You're in the kitchen. I can tell you're in the kitchen.
Shuffling around.
You're doing something. What are you doing right
moving?
Now?
Moving.
Oh, no. You know what it is? The dogs are running around driving me crazy.
Oh.
They're fighting over a toy. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm going to shut them out.
No,
you guys,
no problem. No,
watch this.
No,
stay out there. See ya. There you go.
Okay. You embarrass Kevin Bacon.
Alpha male.
I just wanted to know. I thought it'd be funny if you were actually cooking something, like making some pancakes while you talked
to
us.
No, I wasn't making pancakes.
Kevin, nope. I love this because I have such a dark side, and I love, not the dogs, the dog side, the dark side. I love crime shows and Criminal Minds, and this is just so much better than anything I've seen on television, and I'm actually two episodes behind, which is bad. But,
on The Following
on
Fox.
I just love it, but I wonder, you know, when I watch a lot of dark shows, it makes me very fascinated with serial killers, and I tend to read a lot about it. Has it made you kind of darker in the heart doing this kind of thing?
You know, I've done a lot of dark stuff in movies. There's been a lot of places that I've had to go. The one thing I will say is that when I go to work, I have to get into that kind of headspace because it's not only the subject matter, it's also the fact that the character is troubled and has a lot of depth in his past. And as you'll see, as you know, shows as you continue to watch and things start to kind of roll out, we'll see more and more about why he is so kind of obsessed with this serial killer himself. And also, probably, you know, 99% of what I have to play when I get to work is tense, fearful, angry, you know, violent, whatever. So that's we have long days, and that's just a headspace you kind of have to get into. It can't help but filter its way into your off-screen time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does that trouble Kira at all?
I think that no. I mean, I'm not. You know, I'm still nice to her.
Well, the cool thing about The Following, we were looking at some of the numbers, and the ratings are actually going up from week to week, and that's good. That means word of mouth is really good about it.
Yeah, it's a really exciting show, and Monday night's show is if you have been following it, so to speak. It's an episode that I'm really happy with.
So do you know how the season ends? Are you finished filming all of these episodes, or do they give you script by script?
I do. Well, we're one episode away.
Oh.
And it's interesting that you say that because there's been a lot of discussion recently about how it will end. And one of the things that's kind of fun about TV is that it is fluid. As you're shooting it and as you see the way people respond to things and way people respond to characters and stories that become interesting and sort of take on a life of their own, the show has a certain kind of fluidity. And we're just about to, in the next probably week or so, we should get the finale script. So we're on the second to last episode, and it goes absolutely bananas.
Well, I hope you don't die in the first season.
He can. It's his show.
Let me just say this about our show. Nobody has job security, including me.
Oh, you don't say that,
but hey,
Kevin.
That's the sign of a great show. I mean, I love Dexter and Breaking Bad, and they kill off main characters.
Yeah,
and
which
it's
is
so
shocking.
Shocking and traumatizing to the viewer, but that's what makes a great show.
Well, Kevin, my question, though, is if somebody hasn't caught the first few episodes, is it easy just to dive in the middle, or do you really need to kind of go back and catch up.
You could dive in the middle. We have a previously on the following that runs before every show, and I think that it would give you an idea. But I think that if you do come in the middle, you're going to want to go back. And after you see an episode, you're going to want to go back and see how we got there. Which, you know, of course, these days there's so many platforms to do that. You know, there was a time when, you know, if you missed it, you missed it.
Yeah. Right.
But that is possible now.
Maybe you can go on Fox website and catch previous episodes. Do they do that, Jenna?
Or Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu. Sure.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know, on demand. I know that there's ways to go back and check it out.
Well, if you're a huge fan, you already know the following is Monday nights on Fox, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern. And if you want to just dive in the middle, mm-hmm. that'd be great.
Yeah.
Kevin says you can.
We can.
Don't.
It's okay with me.
You got to go back. I watched the second one first, and then I had to go back.
Well, then, at least you went back.
Yeah, you watched the second one, and it made you want to watch the pilot.
Yeah, it was so good.
Okay,
yeah.
Before we let you go, I got to ask you, what's your favorite breakfast meat?
favorite breakfast meat.
Nothing comes to mind.
Maybe like
I guess I'd have to say bacon.
Oh, you have to. How can you not? Right?
You should have said sausage.
I actually just invented a sandwich that I was very happy with the other day.
You invented it?
Do tell.
I used to eat blats, which is bacon, lettuce, avocado, tomato.
Yum.
Oh,
a blat.
Made myself a blast the other day, which was bacon, lettuce, avocado, smoked salmon, and tomato.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say salami. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah. We're talking to you today because I just ordered bacon online. I mean, I'm being totally serious. I just ordered.
You ordered that online?
I ordered it for a thank you gift for a guy. Like
you sent bacon for thank you gifts?
Yeah, I sent bacon for a thank you gift.
Oh. Okay.
But anyway.
We'll discuss that later,
yeah,
Mr.
We'll
Bacon. Sorry
that.
To waste your time with that.
Yeah, I'm sure it makes a nice Valentine's.
Yeah. Here's this romantic. Sealed bacon.
Have you ever been?
I know my wife always likes a little bacon for Valentine's.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Have you ever been busted for bopping?
Well, probably on Valentine's Day.
All right. Okay. We gotta go.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank
the
you.
Following Monday nights on Fox, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.